Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Robin Hilton from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. It's July 20th, and we're doing a quick run through some of the best albums that are dropping today. We start this week's New Music Friday off with the band The Internet. After a three-year break to pursue solo projects, the group is back with its long-awaited fourth full-length album called Hive Mind. The band is The Internet. This song, Come Together, is from their new album, Hive Mind. And here to talk about this one is NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael. Hey, Rodney.
What's up, Robin?
Man, so much going on in this cut.
Yeah, it's lush. It's beautiful. I just want to say right off the top, hats off to young people making mature sounding music. You know, this album from The Internet is so grown and sexy, and I really hate to stick them with that label because it used to be reserved for that brand of old school sex you up bedroom R&B.
Right.
But it really kind of feels like that. And at the same time, it's so much different than the neo soul that we used to think about 15 years ago.
And they're sort of an anomaly in a lot of ways.
They are very much an anomaly. This is a young black band, you know, almost like 30 or 40 years after the death of black bands, you know, after the funk era and coming into the R&B era of the 80s, you know, you saw this transition from big bands and big outfits to the singular person behind the mic that was produced behind a curtain, really. And, you know, a lot of it had to do with the industry politics and budgets that were afforded black music at labels. But to see them doing this thing and sticking it out is really kind of amazing. You know, all five members put out solo albums over the past year or so. And I enjoy different aspects about their solo projects. But, you know, there's nothing like hearing them come back together and put it all back together in this cohesive package. It made me remember why I really love this group so much.
And that album is called Hive Mind from The Internet. And Rodney, you'll be back in the second half of the show to talk about another release you're loving this week. But first we go to the country singer Lori McKenna and her album, The Tree.
Well, here's what I know. Even when she's sleeping, she's still dreaming about you. That's the way that it goes. Even when she's laughing, part of her is worrying for something she didn't do. She only sits for a minute, she's a hummingbird in a living room. She's a silhouette smiling with the weight of the world on her chest. She'll move a mountain for you by the never rests.
Well, Lori McKenna, the album is The Tree, and this song is A Mother Never Rests. And here to talk about this one and a few other essential releases for July 20th is Ann Powers in Nashville. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson back again.
Hello, Robin.
So, Ann, for people who aren't familiar with Lori McKenna, tell us a bit about who she is and why this is one of the week's standouts.
Well, Lori McKenna is simply said one of the great songwriters of her generation. And I'm not the first critic to compare her to Bruce Springsteen. She is kind of the Bruce Springsteen of hearth and home. McKenna started her career when she was 27 years old. She already had three kids. She'd married her high school sweetheart and was living in Stoughton, Massachusetts, where she lives today with her family. And she's just continued this career and writing about what it is to be in a family, what it is to live in a small town. There's a song that she has called People Get Old, and she has a detail in that song. It's a song, you know, essentially about how your parents, who you think are immortal at a certain phase in your life, they do get older, they decline. And there's a line about moving through the hallways and turning off all the lights. And that line both resonates in terms of when you are a parent and you do that after your kids, right? Mm-hmm. And when you are the child of someone who no longer remembers to turn off the lights and you do it after your parents. And it's that kind of turn, you know, that's totally at the heart of what Laurie McKenna does. And it's here in, you know, it's just here in abundance on this record.
And that record is called The Tree from Laurie McKenna. Let's go to another great Americana record out on July 20th. It comes from Punch Brothers. The record is called All Ashore.
Whoa, here comes Jumbo with a knife and a tan and an elephant's tail for his Instagram. Gonna bathe on the fat of the land of the free. See the twinkle in his eye like a torch in the dark on a quarter-proof stroll through the city park. There's a land to you purebreds gonna bark. And my theme song goes a little something like a here comes Jumbo, American as Gumbo. Skin white as new corn liquor, hair black as molasses rum. No, he ain't dumb, no. You elitist bums go get yourselves off Capitol Hill, cause we've just about had our fill of y'all playing cook gumbo. When anyone can tell that good old Jumbo was only trying to help.
Only trying to help.
Oh, help us out with one now, Jumbo.
Punch Brothers is the band. The album is All Ashore, and the song we're hearing is called Jumbo. And Stephen, this is a band that has been loved for a very long time at Team NPR Music Team. I know you're a big fan as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's led by Chris Thiele, who is the co-record holder for most Tiny Desk
yep.
concerts performed yep. with four. He shares that record with Sarah Watkins, with whom he's actually shared a Tiny Desk concert. It's really interesting. Thiele, obviously, he goes back to Nickel Creek. He's done lots and lots of collaborations. He is currently the host of Live From Here on public radio. He's formed Punch Brothers to be kind of like, he described it as like bluegrass chamber music,
mm-hmm.
Kind of a mixture of a lot of his bluegrass roots with some of his more classical leanings. But then you listen to this particular song, the one we just heard called Jumbo. And first of all, Paul Simon is retiring, but his sound lives on.
Yeah, that's so funny. I was thinking 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Oh, just the mix of, first of all, there are similarities in that kind of warm, soft, high voice, but also just the little bits of wordplay throughout. This just very sharp and confident songwriting. We heard the Laurie McKenna record had all these kind of songs about family. This one also has these just kind of warm reflections on family life. But I just love the fact that from song to song, you never really know what he's going to do next because he is so sure-footed and so versatile.
And the album from Punch Brothers is called All Ashore. We still have a few more records to talk about, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting your short list of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed, post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free when you sign up at Indeed.com/NPR podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's New Music Friday for July 20th. I'm Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered, and we kick off the second half of this week's show with Ty Siegel and White Fence, and their new album is called Joy.
Kissed you on the carpet,
Ty Segall and White Fins, their new record is called Joy. And Steven, I'm a big Ty Segall fan, and you know, he is certainly known for some real screamers on guitar, and there's nothing really quite like that on this one. It's sort of a strange little record.
Ty Segall, for me, fits a little bit into the camp of like the band Foxygen.
Yeah.
Where you have this incredible mix of ambition, prolificacy, raw talent, and lack of
and quality, weed.
And lack of quality control. The records are often these very shambling and kind of hard to pin down affairs. So Ty Segall makes records all the time. They feel like they come out every few months, but this is actually the first time in 6 years that he has made a record with White Fence, the moniker of a guy named Tim Presley.
Right.
And they put out a record in 2012 together called Hair. This one, it's funny because when I first saw the press materials for this record, it was like a 15-track opus, you know, and it's 30 minutes long.
Right, exactly.
So you've only got a handful of songs that are even over 2 minutes. So you have a lot of kind of fragmented ideas. The ideas are just kind of pinging around everywhere, but it still has some of the energy and the kind of R-A-W-K rock of what Ty Segall is known for.
Ty Segall and White Fins, their new record is Joy. And I want to go now to the album that I'm easily the most excited about this week. And it comes from Meg Myers, the singer Meg Myers, and her new album is called Take Me to the Disco.
Hush, hush, ashes and dust, trouble's not worth the pleasure, but I feel alive. Lust, lust, never enough, indelible human nature. Fixation, it's a pretty fixation, but it's a wicked temptation. It's a wicked temptation. I know this love will tempt me to be.
I put this on in the car for the first time and this song came up and I just had it cranked all the way so that, you know, you're just getting basically nothing but distortion from your speakers.
Your toddlers are in the backseat begging you to stop.
Well, my 3-year-old daughter was like, turn it off. And I like,
really?
I was like, this woman is a badass and that she is who I want you to grow up to be someday. Meg Myers, her record is called Take Me to the Disco, and I usually take copious notes when I'm thinking about these records, and I just wrote Holy Toledo on this one, although no, not quite in those words, and you turned me on to Meg Myers, so I'll let you take it from here.
Meg Myers has been around for a while. She is Los Angeles-based, although she was born and partially raised here in Tennessee. I don't know. What can you say about this record? She found the thing she needed to sing about. She found the way to express it, the energy, the rage, the power of these songs. It's all there, and it's the kind of album that I feel like at a different time and place would be headed, you know, absolutely for the top of the charts.
Well, I will say one thing that I learned when I did a little research is that she was on Atlantic and they dropped her. And I'm just thinking anyone with Atlantic who's hearing this record must just be going, oh, my God, what did we what were we thinking? This is incredible.
I do think one thing that's really interesting about her as an artist is she is trying to convey a frustration that borders on desperation. And she finds different angles on that idea. But if you are somebody who is feeling frustrated and desperate, these songs are cathartic. These are primal screams. These get at how you're feeling.
I guess maybe that's what I'm reacting to. I've been very sleep deprived. The kids aren't sleeping. And I guess I just needed to let it all out. But this record is so powerful and potent and just blew me away. Take Me to the Disco from Meg Myers. And that is it for Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson here on New Music Friday. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
And Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
All right, our final record for this week's New Music Friday comes from the rapper Buddy and his new album, Harlan and Alondra. La, da, 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 da.
I remember when, I remember when I was just a kid. I was just a kid trying to get big. Now I'm getting big, getting real big. Ooh, play another gig, dropping new shit. Yeah, bunch of bullshit, problems still exist. Damn, trying to figure out how to live without. Yeah, gotta shake it off, gotta get it out. Yeah, when I get it out, give it all away. When they not involved, niggas gon' hate. I don't fuck with y'all niggas anyway. Nah, I just pray that I make it home safe. Oh, yeah. Every day a little more pressure. I'm going through some real shit. It's more than the music. I be going through some real life shit. I be going through some real life shit. Yeah. I've been going through some real life shit. Man, I want some more. I got to make money every day. We can't even relay, no way. These hoes up in my face, get out my face. Hennessy with no chase, manager on my case. On my heart and my soul, dog, we gotta get paid. Gotta get out my crib, I'm tryna cop me a new one. Tryna cop my mom a crib, my daddy one too. Owe money to the court, I've been living in debt. I got my homies and my sisters and they all need my help. I'm tryna make them a mind, I gotta make a decision. I'm just a regular nigga on in a regular mission. Tryna tell them like, nigga, it's more than the music shit. I be going through some real life shit. Fuck, it's been my last on some drugs. I'm hitting up all my plugs. I'm going out to the clubs. My rent is due on the first. I keep on breaking my phone. Tickets on my car window. I can't take this shit no more. I ain't thinking about you. Way too focused on my dreams. I need less of what I want. I want more of what I need. Listen up, I got a little confession. I got some problems with women. I just be trying to get in them. Don't really want to be with them. I can't be catching no feelings. Thank God I don't got no children. Because I'm still trying to figure out if I'm living right.
The rapper is Buddy. His new record is Harlan and Alondra. And NPR's Ronnie Carmichael back for this one as well. He's a relatively new artist, at least one for me, one you turned me on to. And all I really know is that he's a Compton rapper, and it's not at all what I was expecting to hear, knowing that he was a Compton rapper.
Not at all, which is so cool. I mean, that's the thing about Buddy is he kind of defies all the stereotypes and expectations that you might have of a kid coming out of Compton, you know, or South Central rapping nowadays. This isn't gangster rap. This isn't kind of street-oriented music that we've expected to hear over the years coming out of Compton and South Central.
Right.
Buddy's from the church. He grew up going to performing arts schools and really getting the whole breadth and scope of what it is to be an artist, from acting to singing to all of this stuff. He got discovered and signed to Pharrell's label Star Trek really early on. He was around 18, and from there he kind of put out little songs and projects that would get a little buzz. Last year, for instance, he put out a really dope EP produced by Kay Trinata. But I think that he's been, despite having all of this buzz in the industry, he hasn't necessarily popped yet. And I think you can hear some of his longing or inner frustration with that in some of the songs in this album. But the other thing you can hear is him discovering his sound. He has a lot of old soul in this sound, in this album. And I know that phrase is used, overused a lot, especially when we talk about music. But I think when you listen to it and you listen to this soundscape that's backing him, you can really feel that.
And it kind of ties in with the first album we heard at the top of the show from the internet, also young people making sort of wiser, older sounding music.
Exactly. Yeah. That's that old soul, I'm telling you.
The album is Harlan and Alondra from the rapper Buddy. Thanks, Rodney.
All right. Thanks a lot.
A reminder to tell your friends about the program and follow me on Twitter at NPROBIN. To see a list of the albums we talked about, check out the podcast description for this episode. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs. You can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a whole lot of other great releases in the new Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.